core of so much of what we've been doing the past 11 weeks is dealing with the what we have. But are we asking the question, how did it get here in the first place? I want to walk through a few sources that we might all need to be more mindful of if curbing down the constant incoming flow of items is a critical part of helping to control the future clutter and stay organized. It's important to us to tap into the why these sources might be so problematic for us, not just the what. The first one is buying. Our own shopping habits are likely the first and foremost source of items we're discovering are making it to the discard piles right now. From food to clothes to the cutest little pumpkin decoration I just found at Home Goods. What comes in our home from need-based, impulse buy, retail therapy shopping is most of what comes our way. E-commerce ease, with the growing ease of return options, scarcity, fear from a pandemic, concerns about supply chain issues, these can be drivers of this. But for many people, it can also just be the dopamine hit that comes from finding the cute thing, scoring a bargain, or filling a hole created by something else in our lives. P.S. Despite not paying for the items, I put buy nothing group and everything is free group acquisition into this category. You don't have to pay for things to have a problem with acquisition. That isn't in check with your reality. A second one is freebies. These are the irresistible swag items that come our way. Party favors, free samples, conference booty, logo pens, that scratch pad that came in the envelope with the charitable donation request, the branded gimmick that came with the thing we actually paid for, like the magnet to visually remind you to make future purchases from said vendor. It was free is the most compelling quality, right? Had it been something you had to pay for, 95% of it never would have come home with you. When does this stuff become a problem? If it's a source of stuff that typically ends up being considered clutter when you're finally cleaning out, or now it becomes our responsibility to dispose of it in a way that we feel good about, and it's often not recyclable. This is actually something that decreased a bit with the pandemic. Fewer in-person parties with party favors, fewer trade shows and conferences. Some of the giveaways have decreased, but they're back on the climb going up. So pay attention and stay mindful. Another category are the pass-alongs from well-meaning others. I'm not talking about normal gifts from people, birthday, holidays, etc. I'm talking about hand-me-downs, cast-offs, and other items that come our way from people who give with a, here, I thought you could use this. Giving. Well-intended, but do you actually want it? I hear stories of these all the time. This is what people say. I couldn't say no. I didn't want to hurt their feelings. I know it meant a lot to them to try and give us something they thought we'd appreciate as much as they did. Well, actually, I did want one of those, and even though it's old or broken or not the one I'd pick out for myself, I'm sure I can make it work. I know that the only way that person is going to get rid of things is if they know they are going to a good home. So I said yes, because I know it supports their hard work. She's so generous to keep thinking of my children and passing along her kids' outgrown clothes, but they're just not my child's taste anymore, and I end up just donating them. It was so nice of them, and it's not something I want anymore, but now I feel guilty letting it go. Not all pass-alongs from other people are bad or unwelcome. Some are amazing treasures when we receive them, and I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about all the stuff that ends up feeling like our clutter, unwanted, a burden to repair, held onto because of guilt or some other negative feelings besides absolute joy and gratitude, as opposed to guilt and gratitude, where gratitude is the sticky part. Addressing these items is not only about battling the guilt and concern about an appearance of a lack of gratitude about the things you've already said yes to, but about finding new strategies to say no before it comes into your home. The next category, inherited items and gifts. I'm actually not going to go into detail on this one because I talk about these categories a lot, but I'd be remiss in not listing it as an acquisition source. We don't always have a say in whether or not they come our way, but if we think there is a problematic pipeline in the mix, it can be a scary scenario to try and face when trying to slow that pipeline. The spirit of all of these is mindfulness. What are we doing, directly or indirectly, that is driving our acquisition in a way that doesn't serve us or proves later to be a more of a negative than we imagined at the time we said yes? Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.